This podcast replay is brought to you by Orvieto's Awards and More. For 35 years, providing everything from plaques to laser and UV printing. They do all their engraving and printing in-house for quality control. Call Charles at 305-949-8098 or visit them at orvietosawards.com. Orvieto's Awards and More, where recognition is rewarding.
Obviously, watching FAU go out in the tournament on Friday and then lose Dusty May on Saturday to Michigan, it was just like, you know, body blow, body blow, body blow. That's what is that was the Mike Tyson thing, right? Was it body blow, right? That was one of the drops in it, if I remember correctly. So, it was just one of those where, you know, the only team we had in town that was in the tournament, and they got bounced by Northwestern. They fell apart. FAU fell apart like few teams I've seen in my lifetime. Like it all of a sudden, the moment became too big for them, which is the weirdest thing out there. They couldn't make good shots. John L. Davis has been a stud for them, had like 4,000 turnovers in one game. The Martin kid had the foul trouble. It was just turnovers. Just bad offense. They were discombobulated. You know, in hindsight now, after everything I know now, did those kids know he was gone to Michigan before that game? Was there something going on or something? Because, right? Doesn't that make more sense now? Right? Like, at least let's, like, insert that excuse in there, which is probably not true at all whatsoever. That we probably, you know, Dusty May probably and his agent were probably working on that behind the scenes, and nobody knew about that shit. So I doubt that. But that's kind of like how they played. The way it was, like, just, like, you know, boom, done. It was, like, the weirdest thing, dude. Did you watch that at all, Sean? Did you watch the FAU thing? You didn't watch it? No. So it was heartbreaking. It was so heartbreaking, dude. And you know, you're like, shit, dude, this program, you know, was on its way, and hopefully it can build on this. What do you got?
No, I was gonna say I watched bits and pieces. I was watching on the app.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, man, I felt so bad for the players, for the fans, for the alumni, the people that are there in every game, the people that have been watching this program grow. And let me tell you something, that FAU program has done a phenomenal job of trying to find coaches. From Rex Walters and Green and Mike Jarvis. And I mean, they have tried all kinds of names. They have brought names to FAU, you know, and Dusty came there several years ago and just kind of built this thing up. Now, let's be honest now about the FAU situation and Dusty May. Okay. FAU has not proven yet that they have turned the corner, right? This is more considered an aberration, what happened to them, a fluke, right? And if you're Dusty May and you're his agent, you're saying, hey, Dusty, you know, you've taken this as far as it can go. It can only get worse. It's hard for it to get better. Better is getting back to the Final Four. Better is getting back to an Elite Eight at least. Better is winning a national championship. How are you going to do that at FAU without the resources, the money, NIL? Here's Michigan. Money, resources, NIL. So, you know, if you're Dusty May and his agent, you have to look at each other and go, we've maxed it out. We've maxed it out. You know what I'm saying? And now if you're FAU, you have to prove to people, no, you haven't. You haven't maxed this out. We have more to give. Now you've got to go back to the drawing board, but you've got to find a name because you've got a name now. So in order for you to move forward, as a program, this is the interesting part. Can't get the under radar guy anymore. You do that, you kind of set your program back now. So you, if you are going to take that next step, you're now going to have to prove, oh, well, we lost Dusty May, but we're going to go out and steal somebody else's coach. Somebody else's good coach, because we're going to give them better resources than we even gave Dusty. So that's kind of the challenge for FAU now. You know, are they up for it? Can they do it? Do they have the alumni base? Do they have the support? Do they have the money behind it? Do they have the sponsorships? All those kind of things. Those are the answers that we don't know. I'm certainly not smart enough to know the ins and outs of the FAU basketball program and what they have money-wise. But that's the challenge that lies ahead for them now. Now they've got to figure it out this way now. But they're in a fork in the road too. Okay? What do we want to be now? We've had the national spotlight. Do we want to maintain it? Or do we go back to our cubbyhole and go get the under-the-radar coach and hope that we surprise you once again some year down the line? That, you know, it's what Bruce Sherman and the Marlins are doing now. Bruce Sherman and the Marlins, that, you know, they tell, oh, we want to do things to Tampa. Oh, you mean not spend any money and just hope that you're, that in the minors you build up enough of a team that you can win? Yeah, no, that doesn't really work. You know, lightning can be caught in a bottle once in a blue moon. So if that's what you're going to do, FAU, you're going to wait for another Dusty May, another surprise, then we could be waiting for a long, long time. You know what I'm saying? So it's really up to them, you know, and you're going to have to spend now. You're now in the spotlight. Do you want to stay there? Okay, you got a guy that got you there. Now you're going to have to buy your way into this dance constantly, right? You walk into the strip club, you see the stripper you like, you want that one. Guess what? You're going to have to pay for that dance, right? She ain't going to dance for you for free. Well, FAU, you want to dance? Now you got to pay. Now you got to pay like you've never paid before. Now you got to make a commitment like you've never made before. Now you got to find NIL money like you've never had before. Because now you got the high. And how do you feed that high? Well, you need that drug. And that drug is national spotlight. You got to pay for that national spotlight. So we'll see what happens now with FAU. I hope they can build on this, because it's not easy. It's not going to be easy, and it's certainly not easy in the American Conference.